Hello and welcome to Your Dream Gym, where today we are in the last episode of Series 8 and we're going to be joined by another Les Mills person, the amazing Charlton Clark. My name is Guy Griffiths and normally I'm found helping clubs with their member retention or chatting about health seekers, but I also like to talk to people about their dream gym. Because by talking about their fitness and exercise background and their favourite workouts, it helps you to know them better, which helps with networking and making connections. Because Your Dream Gym is part of The Collective, a network of fitness industry professionals whose purpose is to help the industry to share, collaborate and grow. So please look up The Collective on the socials. We're particularly active on LinkedIn, Facebook and YouTube. And get involved by liking, subscribing, and joining the conversation online. I'll be back after this week's guest with some collective news and details of what's coming up next for Your Dream Gym. You'll hear a quick word from our supporting partner, Les Mills, in a moment, and then you'll probably hear more about Les Mills from Charlton as we get into the conversation. But I hope you enjoy this episode. This episode of Your Dream Gym is supported by Les Mills, the global leader in group fitness and creator of over 25 programs available in leading fitness facilities around the world. Les Mills programs include the world's first group exercise resistance training workout, Body Pump, Body Combat, martial arts, RPM, indoor cycling, my personal favorite, Body Balance, yoga, Les Mills Grit, 30-minute high-intensity interval training, and its latest fitness innovation, Les Mills Functional Strength. The company was founded by Les Mills, a four-time Olympian and head coach of New Zealand's track and field team, who opened his dream gym in 1968 with the aim of taking elite sports training to the masses. Today, Les Mills workouts are delivered by 130,000 certified instructors in 21,000 clubs across 100 countries, as well as via the Les Mills Plus streaming platform and extended reality. Find out more at lesmills.com. Back in Series 5 of Your Dream Gym, I introduced Craig Jones as the smiliest person in the fitness industry, but today's guest would definitely give him a run for his money. We've got Charlton Clark, National Account Director at Les Mills UK today. We first met at Performex in 2023 when I chaired a panel that he was on. It was a bit of a last minute hospital pass that I got, but Charlton helped me with it, I think. And I think we scored a couple of tries, so it turned out all right. Charlton's been with Les Mills for around 9 years, previously worked both on the supply side and in clubs, notably at Bournemouth Uni and at SLM, everyone active. But I think the choose happy tagline for Les Mills was either written for or written by Charlton, because he does always seem to exude happiness. Welcome to Your Dream Gym.
Thank you very much, Guy. It's really good to be here and thanks for inviting me on.
No, it's always good to have you. So you don't know Craig Jones. You know all of him, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we would have passed across. It's a big industry, isn't it? And sometimes you bump into people and you think, oh, I'm pretty sure I've seen you at events. I'm sure I have at some stage.
Yeah, you would have. The recent active advising, you were both there. And actually, if I thought about it, I would have got, we could have had a happy month, I think. Because, yeah, both of you are just, honestly, always just beaming. And it's like a joy to catch up with you. What's that? So that choose happy tagline. I guess you didn't really write it. That is a big thing for Les Mills, isn't it? That choice.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's really refreshing. It's become really an organizational idea and what people choose to do. I know we're getting to it, but it's really resonating. Is whatever you do, just making sure that it makes you feel happy. And whilst it relates to the workouts, it's not always about just the grind. It's about what you feel after you've done that workout and making sure that whatever movement you've done just makes you feel good, really, and puts that smile on your face. For me, it actually really resonates really well, and we're starting to see that tagline appear more and more. So it feels great. That's a part of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think it's really important. There's lots of talk about mental health at the moment, and it's one of the ways that the industry as a whole, I think, is starting to transition out of getting beasted or not being able to walk when you leave the gym after a workout. And don't get me wrong, Les Mills have some hard workouts.
Yeah.
But
it's not so much, there's a shift in focus, right? Towards, choose happy.
Yeah, definitely. It's about how you feel. And I think certainly for us as well, when you're bringing people together in that group environment, in group setting, it might even not be choosing a happy workout in the studio. It might be the fact that you're choosing to go to a walk with a friend, and actually that's you moving and choosing that way of life. And all of that's going to have positive benefits of what we're all trying to achieve.
Yeah, wicked. Okay. As you say, I'm sure we will get into it as we go through the Stanley questions. And yeah, I can be interested to see how this compares with episode one of this series with Carl.
I'm quite competitive. So I have to see how many viewers he gets versus how many I get as well. I have to have a little wager with him.
Yes. Always good to check the listener figures. We will do that, but not immediately after your episode goes out. I need to give it a little while. Going into the classic Your Dream Gym questions, before we get onto Your Dream Gym, we'd like to just find out a little bit more about you and what exercise or what activity means to you. Why is it so important?
I've probably just given you a little bit of an insight there that I'm hugely competitive. I'm the youngest of three boys, actually, which is probably where that comes from. Guys, fitness for me always originated in sport, but it was pretty much any sport. So whilst I played football as my main sort of like sport growing up and into my mid-20s, we were always very active, and it was tennis, squash, badminton, pretty much anything where you're able to make a competition and some fun with it. Me, my brothers, my dad, my mum would all be involved. Quite lucky that I suppose sport fitness has always just been part of what I've done. It was just what you did. And that it just bred some lifelong parts of me that I really enjoy still doing today.
Yeah, brilliant. It is so important, but not everyone's as lucky as that. But when that is the default setting, then you're set for life.
It's most for us. It was habits that we had, but both my parents were in the army. So that was part and parcel of their life as well. And so, we were very lucky that just from a young age, it was just what we did and it was normal.
Mm-hmm. And were they into fitness as well? Or was it just sport? But
Do you know what? Really lucky, actually. So my mum did actually work in a leisure club for many years. And it's probably a story that I don't tell that often, but she actually did take me to my first body pump class when I was 16. So she actually introduced me to Les Mills as a teenager. And I do actually remember pretty much not being able to walk for a week afterwards, because obviously as a 16-year-old lad, you want to try and put on as much weight on the bar as you possibly can. But for whatever reason, for that moment, I just really gravitated towards the group training side of things. And whilst I was always gym, it just always had that gravitas towards me. And it was, so I started at quite a young age. So very lucky that I was exposed to those things at such an early age.
Wicked. And was your mum running the class or in the class?
She was a member. And she took me along. I think, I can't even remember why it was, but I think she just said, come on, get off the chair. We're going out this evening. And she just took me to body pump class. It was just funny. It's almost a bit of a surreal memory looking back at kind of that was my first experience with a company that I've now been with for 9 years.
Amazing. And was that, so from that point, what was the route into, you did that class and oh my God, I want to work for Les Mills?
No, it wasn't quite that much of a light bulb moment, but it was probably certainly my route into more of the fitness side of things than the sport side of things. I was 16, so I must have been at college and I was doing like a BTEC in sport. And I think there was a level 2 fitness course that was coming up as part of the qualification, but you had to do it during the half term. And I just said, I'll do it. And that was almost like, right, got my level 2, then did start working in a gym as sort of like a leisure assistant. And then shortly after was, you mentioned the top there, working for Everyone Active. And part of that kind of was a big part of my sort of like fitness instructor, like starting that journey off. And it was actually via Everyone Active, they ended up putting me on my RPM course at the time. So it was my first exposure to then starting in the Les Mills world. And I was probably maybe 19, 20 at the time going into that. Yeah. So it started really early. So probably worked for Les Mills for 9 years, but really had connections with them for almost 20 now, which is just pretty crazy.
Amazing. And that was, and I think Carl was involved in that early RPM body pump stage as well, wasn't he?
What is really funny is Carl interviewed me way back when to come and work for the company. And after about 6 months, we realized that he was actually my trainer on the course I did RPM on.
No way.
He had a little bit more hair back then, so I didn't quite connect the two. But yeah, so even with Carl, so through default, no Carl for many years now as well.
It was a different Carl that then interviewed you in 21.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Excellent. I mean, it's mum telling you to body pump and yeah, but all those sports and from your Zoom brand, there's still a bit of a few ball sports going on in the garden, in the trampoline there, I can see.
Yeah, 100%. My boy just turned 4 in December and my little girl turns 2. So I suppose just from my upbringing, it's part and parcel of what we do now. And actually at the weekend was the first time that my boy said, "Daddy, can we go out and play football?" And inside, I just celebrated. It was like I scored a hat trick. Because I want to find what they enjoy and what they do. So for him to come to me and say he wants to go out and play football, I was, yeah, really, really happy. So,
well, it's one of those heart-bursting moments, right?
Yeah, it really was. So he's now starting that journey. And for me, it's just really important that they stay active and moving. And just, yeah, for me, probably personally really happy that he's enjoying football. So, yes, that was a really good moment.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations on... just turned 4, but actually I know exactly what you mean. And sort of heartburst, butterflies, like he or she, you know, they want to do this. They want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
From an interest, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it was really good.
Amazing. So what are your weekly workouts? Or what are your favorite workouts at the moment then, John?
At the moment, it really varies actually, which is really nice. Probably this time last year, I was in training the London Marathon, which I'm really glad that I'm currently not training for. At the moment, I'm still enjoying my running, but I'm enjoying doing much shorter distances. I'm probably back to my competitive nature, actually focusing on getting a sub 20-minute 5K at the moment. So my training is geared towards that. I'm running, I'm strength training. I'm doing a little bit of swimming just to help with a bit of recovery as well. So to be honest, pretty much anything to keep me going. I quite enjoy the variety. I do, I still do use our Les Mills app as well. So I do have some stuff set up in the garage and I use the bar for that, especially stuff they're bringing out. So that keeps me going as well, which is nice.
Kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? It's about building that's work.
Do you know what? I'm going to sign off there at 2 o'clock in there and just go for an hour because it is work. But genuinely, I actually enjoy just putting my headphones on and doing it and not having to think about the workout that I'm about to do. For me, I really enjoy the fact that it just takes that pressure of thinking about it away. And I can just go into my garage and grab the bar and it just tells me what I need to do.
You know what? So many people and so many, listen, I'm not a fitness professional. I don't know which way a blank pull down should be done. I do, but so many people that we've had on as guests who clearly are super qualified and have gone through level everything love to have either a PT or Les Mills app or whatever, telling them what to do. It's, I don't want to think, I don't want to be even counting reps and stuff. I just want someone to, I want to turn up and be told, do this.
It allows me just to focus on the workout and not think about how many I'm doing, what weight, all of those things. It's just like, I'll just manage and just enjoy it. It's almost like a bit of an escape almost as well from day to day.
Yeah. Which I'm guessing it's probably the same as going for a run. You're getting into a, I don't know if you're getting into a flow state, but you're getting out of it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So
not in a drug or alcohol. Actually, you are getting those endorphins and it is. Yeah.
I managed to get out and I did 8.5K run this morning. And for me, it's just how I like to set up my day. So if I work out, it is early morning because usually before the kids are awake, because as soon as they are, then all hell breaks loose. So that's almost sort of Monday to Friday where I can. I try to be up at like 4:15, get a good 45 minutes in, and that kind of then sets me up so I can be a bit more productive today as well.
Yeah. Variety. I think variety is, again, lots of guests recently. I can't remember everyone, obviously, but there's a lot of people talking about what I don't really mind what I'm doing, but it'll be a bit of a run. It'll be some weights. It'll be a workout. It'll be a swim. As long as there's variety.
Yeah.
I think that's really important too, isn't it?
Yeah. And it definitely, for me, it's definitely changed probably over the last 10 years ago, because probably 10 years ago, I'd be saying all I was doing is lifting weights. And actually that was the most important thing, but that's probably a real small percentage of my training now. It complements what I do, but now I just want to make sure that I'm moving so I feel better throughout the day. And I think if one day is a cycle, one day is a run, one day is weight training, then it doesn't really matter to me which one it is.
No, amazing. And then working out, you don't need to be coaching or to be working out with the kids. You're running around with them at weekends.
Yeah, so probably weekends is probably the week. It's time where I don't put any pressure on myself to work out myself. I just try to be with the kids and what they're doing. I am with our Born to Move programs. Our kids actually love using some of the stuff that's on our TV screen. So I actually do put Born to Move on, and they'll dance around to that. I will do that with them weekend, and they say, "Daddy, we put on dancing." So that's always good fun. So I do get them moving, or if not, we're out swing with them. So we're trying to be active, but it's all about them and being them at weekends and what they want to do, to be honest.
Yeah, and yeah, the whole Born to Move, it's fun, isn't it? And which is obviously links to happy, but yeah, as long as it's fun. Again, it was something that was talked about a little bit at Active Uprising recently, just like making stuff fun.
Yeah.
A workout doesn't have to be getting beasted or running on a treadmill or picking up heavy stuff, putting it down again. But if it's fun.
And I think it definitely links back to, I think, as Dr. Davina was saying about people just moving more. As your love voice said about, do you want a pill or do you want to move more? And she's, no, you need to move more. And if we can instill that from when they're young, back to the point, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but if you're moving more and enjoying it, then it's going to be you're going to be healthier all around.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Which makes you happier and amazing. Okay, so a variety of workouts in the week, some loosely structured stuff, but I think like me and a lot of other guests, it's going to depend on where you're at and what clubs you're visiting. And were you, did I see you were back at Bournemouth Uni recently?
You know what? So I spent a long time at Bournemouth University and stayed on and worked in the sports department there. And we finally got to a stage where we just launched a partnership with them. And it was amazing to go back. The head of sport there, Helen, is a really good friend of mine. And when they were putting it all together, I said I'd come down. So I did. I dusted off the teaching sheet because I don't teach anymore. But I got on and delivered a leadmill sprint class for them. It was really good fun. It was amazing to go back to a place where, I spent a lot of time. And it was really good fun.
Brilliant. Cool. And again, it's that education setting. Yes, they're a bit older. But just keeping them moving, keeping them through, helping retain students at university by talking to them about their fitness and health. And
amazing. And if we look at it, those are the workforce of the future for the fitness industry as well. We're in a really great position where we're talking to them about how we can train some of their students whilst they're doing their degree, but how can they get some qualifications that's going to show up in the commercial world when they leave as well. So that's just really exciting that you can go in and start these students on their journey into the fitness world and hopefully bring some more great people into the industry that are going to be the fitness instructors, PTs, group training instructors of the future.
It is a bit of a hotbed. Certainly I worked down there for a little bit with a budget chain that aren't around anymore, but there is a lot of fitness stuff going on. There's a lot of people. It is Bournemouth where it's, oh yeah, that's where old people go to the seaside. Yeah. But there's a lot of good young fitness and the university is clearly doing well.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah. But they also do need to help those old people and keep them moving.
100%. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. So let's get on to your dream gym then, chatting. Unlimited budget. It could be anywhere you want, anything you want. Yeah, you've got an open book. What does it look like?
First thing, so I'm really glad this is an unlimited budget because this place is probably going to cost quite a lot. So I've been doing some thinking in terms of what I wanted and probably come back to myself in terms of my variety of how I like to train and how you get people to choosing. So I think I'd probably start with the outside first of all, and it's probably going to have every single sports pitch that you can think of. So football, rugby, tennis. I'm going to have a golf course on there as well, because obviously I need to get my golf in during the summer. So looking at that and obviously coming back from my sort of background in competition and sport, like having that element, if someone chooses that's what they enjoy and that's the way they want to move, like I'd love to be able to just look out at a field and see hundreds of people just running around doing the sport that they choose and getting that feeling afterwards. So yeah, so that's going to take up quite, I think it's probably going to be more like a city than a gym in itself. It's going to be pretty big.
Perfect. I love it. Yeah. And starting with the outside first, that's unusual, but I think also brilliant. Yeah. So all the sports pitches, that you can think of.
Anything.
And a golf course.
Yeah, and a golf course, yeah.
any outdoor athletics? I sometimes get onto that when people start talking about their gym, but is there a...
Yeah, do you know what? Definitely an outdoor swimming pool. So I think it's going to have to be like a full-on Olympic 50-meter pool as well. So I was lucky enough to go to the Adidas campus back in, I think it must have been last June, and where their team will work, because we've got a partnership about it, Adidas, they had a 50-meter Olympic swimming pool outdoor for their team members on site. It was brilliant. And a few years ago, I was doing triathlons as well. So just to have that ability to be able to swim and be outdoors as well, it's just that blends. So yeah, it's a definitely good swimming pool.
Yeah, it makes so much difference swimming outdoors. There's the pool at the leisure center or the gym, and then you go, oh, there's the outdoor pool, the Lido. It's like just a massive step up. And then lake swimming is another thing.
Yeah, that's a real step on. So maybe that's phase two of the development, but definitely for the future.
But an Olympic outdoor pool and all the sports fields. Anything else outside?
I think there's part of it, like you look at like the adventure sports, like wall climbing and those types of things. I think they draw in a real, like a different sort of like demographic who enjoy those types of things as well. So I think those things that are a little bit unique, but are still really good, fun and important that can draw in lots of different groups as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is, as you say, it's a village. It's almost like not the Olympic Village in terms of that's where all the athletes are staying, but it's full leisure
park. Yeah, full leisure park. Yeah, 100%.
Amazing. Wicked. Love it. So that's the outside. There might be some other bits we come back to.
Yeah. And then we're going to go inside. And then inside, the first thing will be just an amazing sort of cafe, kids area with a soft play and things to keep them entertained, but also a really good business hub as well. And I look just back at our experience, probably yourself as well, when you're traveling on the road. It's amazing I use the village down the road here in Bracknell. It's amazing because they've got the gym, and they've got the business hub there as well. Yeah. And it's fantastic too. We're just there. So to have that really, just really great experience where you can sit down and do a day's work after you've done your gym or your sport or whatever it is in the morning would be really important. So just that really amazing social environment in that space that you can do that co-working.
Yeah, wicked. You've got a nice either networking, meetings, whatever space, but also I'm going over to the booth, I'm going to refocus. And so something like Village, but probably with coffee. I don't know, maybe you think.
Yes, no, I agree with that one. Yeah, just the next level up coffee, I think.
So, no one's mentioned, and again, I love your starting with the cafe and then with the kids. So you think of that, starting the journey.
Yeah. The business club and the kids are on the opposite side, though. They're very far away from each other, as you can imagine.
Perfect. So meetings, events, whatever, all those kind of angles. Paul, what's next?
I think you're then going to get through to the next experience you're going to find is a changing room, isn't it? So changing rooms just need to be, they don't have to be all singing or dancing, but the main thing, they just need to be clean and functional, just with a nice experience in there. So you've got like the towels that are there, you've got the bits that people just need to make it really simple. Maybe a bit of nice lighting can't beat that, but just something that's just really clean and simple to be able to people use it. It's a nice experience when they go in there.
Perfect. Yeah, because that is where many clubs, and we've both been in many clubs, it is just so often where they fall down. And it's the smell more than anything else, isn't it? If you've got a clean smell, doesn't matter if there's actually a little bit, but yeah, clean, lit, so that you can see they're clean and a nice smell, I guess, as well.
Yeah. Oh, and then we'll go into the gym itself. The gym will be huge. And I try to think about what I actually want. And you're going to have your standard, your cardio, your weights, all the equipment that you would expect to see in the gym. But for me, the important thing around the design of that space and what I would want is that any space that's in there, it can become a programmable space. So if I've got a row of, let's say, 10 treadmills in the gym, that's great. They can be used anytime for someone to come in. But actually, at 5:30 in the evening, if that's possible, I want to turn that space into a programmable space where I can run some running classes on the treadmill. And there might be some treadmills on the other side of the gym, which are then just open. So I really want to create a space where at any point you can have classes going on within the gym, but at the same time, it then can be opened up for just general use when it's not being used for a class. So you've always got that ability to be almost a community-led within the gym.
Yeah, and again, it's something that a lot of people are talking about lately, and it is a brilliant idea, and I see it happening a little bit, but it needs to happen a lot more. But it's such a great engagement tool, and people talk, whether it's Sport Group X or Group PT, you put it really simply, it's a programmable space where you can go, tonight we are doing this on here, and then we're going to move the five of you over to that.
And I think about, especially people that have, when they're new coming into a fitness facility, and how many of them, if they are going on a treadmill, they're just pressing quick start and not really doing a program that's going to give them any sort of enjoyment. Because let's face it, no one enjoys going on a treadmill and just doing quick start, and especially not when you start your journey. But if there was a class there that someone said, this is a program that you can do, we're going to help you, like in 4 weeks, this is what you're going to do, then you can go away and take that do-away yourself. Or if it's a squat rack, we're really going to create a little 5 or 6 year run a squat rack and teach you how to do that, because that's become the program space. So that you're giving them the tools and the skills that they need to. And it probably comes back to my thing of, I don't want to think about what I'm doing when I go to the gym. I want someone telling me so I don't have to think about it. And that's the same as when a beginner comes, right? They just want that real guidance. And it doesn't matter whether that's the studio or the gym, wherever it might be, that they've got that opportunity for someone to support them.
Even more so, because they generally don't know what they're doing. And I'm sure I've quoted this many times, and it was actually Joe from Nuffield was on that panel that we did last year before it, but it's a Nuffield stat that 54% of people in the gym don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So programmable spaces gives that feature to be able to do that.
Yeah. And if you still have a beginner in with someone who's been going to the gym for 2 or 3 years, but the point is that they're all getting that instruction. They're all building that community and that environment at the same time.
Yeah.
Then from a space perspective, it just turns into another part of the gym when you're not running a class.
Sure. Which I'm going to divert you slightly and say, okay, to get that to work, tell me about your staff.
Do you know what? Yeah, the staff are going to be multifaceted. So they're going to be, my dream would be that your fitness team could also be the front of house team. They could also be the PTs. They could also be the trainers. So from one member of time, it's just not one person on the gym floor for 8 hours cleaning treadmills. They're actually there to engage with the people and support them on their journey. But I'd probably come back to almost that she's happy, that almost their focus is finding that thing that person enjoys and makes them feel good, rather than focusing on the output of how you look or losing weight. Is about getting them on that journey of how you feel after you've exercised or moved, because that's what helped build a habit, rather than wanting to lose 2 stone in 2 months for a wedding, which is, as we all know, not achievable and not sustainable. So the team that we've got are really focused on the member journey and finding what's best for that member.
Amazing. But they're all, I love that, they're all doing everything. So they're, today you're on front of house, but tomorrow you're a PT, and the next day you're an instructor. And sure, you might have a specialism in body attack, obviously, but you might also be running the basketball session outside tomorrow, because that's one of your, but everyone can do everything.
Yeah, they can also, if they needed to, they could go in and be the membership salesperson if they needed to, because they can interact with people and they can talk to people and they can support them. And I think, the more you've got someone who can do, I suppose, multi areas, I think for that person, they're probably going to stay with you longer as a team member, because they get more fulfillment out of their job, but they get development in areas that they then might want to then look at. Actually, this is the area that I do want to specialize and focus, but certainly right from the offset, they're going to have lots of skill sets and lots of different areas of the business.
So it's that, again, talking to your kind of dreams or aspirations for us is what you want. That's what you're giving your staff at your dream club. Go and specialize in exercise referral. Cool. Everyone will know a little bit about it. You might be focusing on that route, but you are also membership sales and front of house and tomorrow lifeguard. We don't just have lifeguards in your dream gym. We have, the staff who do.
Yeah. So if you imagine a member coming to us, one of the team, something about a program that's going on over there, the difference between them go, I know this, I can talk to you about it, versus, sorry, I'm a lifeguard, I don't know that information. That person really needs to be integrated in everything that you do.
Brilliant. What a great dream. we need to get on the training and get.
I'm looking for some investors. This is gonna cost a lot of money to get us there. So anyone who's willing to put loads of money into this gym, I'm all ears.
But how amazing is it going to be? I'm thinking of all the training that I do on, like, in front of house, trying to persuade them to sell activation. But if everyone was on that level, I mean, you're right, it'll take a lot to get there. But hey, that's the idea of this podcast. You're just talking about your dreams. So
yeah,
anything's possible.
What's possible?
So I diverted you a little bit there, Charlie, off the staff. But yeah, we were talking about the gym and the space. And yeah, obviously the staff had to come in there. Apologies if you were saving that for later. What else have you got?
No, I guess probably the obvious result, which I've not got to yet, is the group trading studios. And obviously, so we've got the program space in the gym, but then we're going to have some really big, impressive group training studios that are all focused around the experience. So that when a member comes in, they book on, first thing they want to do when they leave that class is book again for tomorrow or the next day. So we're using some amazing sounding, lighting, staging, just all the things, just going to really create that experience for a member that just gives them that top class experience. So from a cycle studio, naturally, but in a cycle studio, different programs within that cycle studio. So from performance-based cycling, so I'm going to hook back into my competition. Again, I do using metrics and competing against other people in the class, so having an element of that, but then having the element of the fun of a great program behind it as well. So have that real blend. And then, yeah, then naturally your big group training studios that have got everything from your body pumps through to your strength development, your functional strengths that we do. And then a mind and body and holistic studio as well. So just really focusing on what the program that sit behind that, but really making that space just really welcoming for everyone and making sure that they love it and they want to book again the next day.
Yeah, amazing. When you say so, pretty impressive. Obviously, sound and the AV and all that's important. Are these big spaces? Are we talking 50 people in here, or is it what's?
I'm pushing. I'm looking at going. Yeah, 100 people in these studios. Like, I want this to be like when you go, you're going for an event and an experience that you want. And for me, when you see the big events that go live, especially about our filming each quarter, that's always the experience you want to be able to create maybe every day if you could. Like,
well, say it's that. Yeah, those big quarterly launch events, but every day, and the vibe and the buzz and the noise, and as you say, the stage and the superstar instructors. Yeah, cool. Even then, I'm thinking and I think I've mentioned it in the ad in terms of body balance, is the one that, I mean, honestly, my missus loves, but I do honestly go to and really enjoy as well. That might not be a 100 place studio for body balance.
Why not? I've seen it happen. Okay. So yeah. Okay. And I think when you see people looking more at that recovery and holistic phase as well, that whole well-being element is so big, and there's so many different choices in that category. So that should have a blend of balance, yoga, Pilates. That's a lot, and I think you can still go really big with that, even though it's not the high impact. You just change the experience and the look of the feel of that studio for that sort of environment.
Okay, so but at the end of the day, it's you're in that massive crowd of people doing it, which is fun in the same way that dancing with 100,000 people at a festival is fun and takes you to that level, right? So it's that same kind of vibe that you're getting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so yes, the studios, the Group X, big and impressive, the sound, the AV, and everything else, and separate studios, I think you've almost got the... There's obviously the cipher one, and then the more holistic studio, and then the not general, but pump and attack. And there is
your more multi-functional studio that you'd be used to, but obviously with a very great design asset around it to make it feel really good. Great.
Yeah. Wicked. Okay. Excellent. What else? What else do you need?
After you've done all those training and workout, I need the indoor, like, pool, sauna, steam, plunge pool, and lending really back to that wellness and recovery phase as well, that is becoming very, it's just on trend at the moment. And I think certainly for me, the recovery is just as important as the workout itself now as well. So making sure that you get that time to unwind and use those spaces for recovery post-workout as well. And also social as well. And I actually do use the sauna in Village, and you actually do just get chatting to people as well. And it's actually really nice in behind when you don't even work out, you're just talking to people. So it's a different way to get a social experience. But I think those things are just really important as well. And I think that whole recovery piece is really important to the way that I train, and definitely seeing more people want those elements as well.
Yeah. And as you say, it's very on trend. And I see it's two ways, and often discuss it with people two ways. But yes, you might have a Theragun, or you might be on a roller, and you might be getting those knots out after the workout. But equally, and I know some people, or quite a few people who will just actually go to the gym, and they will just go to the sauna. But you know what? You don't have to have smashed out a workout to go and enjoy the sauna. It might just be going in there and relaxing. You might be just chilling, meditating, or whatever. Or it could be, as you say, recovery is also just having a chat with someone sometimes.
Yeah, and especially in the cold winter in the UK, going into a sauna in mid-January often feels quite nice as well, just to feel a bit of warmth.
Yeah, there's a reason why they are so popular in the Nordics, right?
Yeah.
So, and are you going in the plunge pool? We haven't talked a lot about Wim Hof for a while.
Yeah, definitely the cold water therapy is something that I enjoy. If ever there's an opportunity, I'd be in the plunge pool, I'd be in the sea. I tend to go down to Cornwall every March or for Easter, basically. And that is always some cold water therapy, some surfing, some different activities. So yeah, any opportunity, I'd be in the water.
Brilliant. And the kids, I imagine the kids still are. It's not until they get into their kind of teens where they go, actually, this is really cold. At the age that yours are, it's like, it's super brilliant. And
yeah,
just
chuck them in. To be honest, they'll go in the sea, they're fine swimming. I'm not chucking them into a plunge pool yet, but I'll save that one if I need to threaten it.
Yeah, fine. Save that one. So, indoor pool as well, sauna, steam, plunge pool. So that, then it's a whole recovery zone for whatever your specific needs are on that day. Anything else?
No, I'm trying to think what else I would put in. But what else have I forgot? What have I forgot? Do you know what? I feel like I'm about there with everything that I can think of.
Sometimes I will come back to people and say, oh, what about the wet side? You covered that off. Sometimes I think, what about a cafe? You started with that. I love it. Start with the coffee. Make sure that area is right, because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah. Yes. And once again, it gives that other social part. How many times people have done their workout and they're all going for a coffee or a drink or whatever it is afterwards in the cafe. That's really putting in that community aspect. And
absolutely.
Big cafe with the amount of outdoor pitches that I've got as well in all that space. So it's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah. No, it sounds amazing. And that overarching variety with that you've got from all the pitches, also the outdoor pool and the indoor pool. So you've got a choice there. But a huge gym, that programmable space, the staff covered that. Yeah, it sounds amazing. I think the last thing is to just say, have you got a name in mind for it? What would it be called?
Do you know what? The name is something that I'm probably going to struggle with. But actually, I think you probably kicked it off at the start quite nicely, talking about the chewed happy. Whilst I'm probably not a marketeer, maybe that's not the best brand for a gym, but it have to be something around that. So if you were to tag it, choose happy, but it's just about, whatever people are wanting to do, just choose what makes them feel good.
Well, yeah, I wasn't trying to put words into your mouth.
Yeah.
It's about having, taking fitness or strength or whatever, which a lot of people do or don't want to do. It's a personal thing, but as the name for a gym, choose happy. As long as you know that happy meals there, I think you're all good.
Yes. Yeah.
There is happy meals, which obviously connotations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable putting that in, and maybe when I create this space one day, I'll probably get some proper marketeers on it and tell me what I need to call it. But I think
you could probably pay them tens of thousands of pounds to say, yeah, choose happy is fine.
Probably the case.
It sounds good to me, Joel. Let's choose happy is your dream gym. Sounds brilliant. I look forward to visiting. We need to get the investors in and then the marketeers. Let's do a couple of looking at my profile questions. You've already said that you've headphones in. I think that's more because you're listening to the workout or the instructions, or are you listening to podcasts or music? Or
no, I am either whatever I'm following on the Lesbos Plus app, or I'm music. I'm dialed in. That just gives me that I'm doing what I need to do and away from any other focuses. Yeah, it just helps me
get
my cap.
Is that the same running? Are you running with headphones?
Yeah, running.
Not the main thing because you're loud, but
Sorry?
I'm not going to be running a marathon or a race because...
No, not what I'm doing the race. A bit of I'm training, yeah, there'll be music on with the headphones.
Cool. And what's the musical choice at the moment? What would it be for your run this week?
What's it is probably a mixture. It probably range from a bit of like noughties R&B, so some R&B from the 2000s. Nice. Or there might be some real commercial dance if I want to go a little bit heavy beat. Or if I was to be like, I really want to do a heavy session, I might go for a little bit more drum and bass.
Okay.
Real mixture. But if I'm running, I would definitely say it's probably more a bit of commercial dance to get me going. And then, yeah, if I'm a little bit more chill, probably the noughties R&B type music.
Wicked. Okay. And you talked about your challenge of a sub 20-minute 5K. Is there a target for that?
I did my third fastest time last week, which was 21 minutes. I've got just over a minute to shave off to get, sub 20 minutes. Hopefully by the end of, probably the next 4 weeks, I'll be aiming to give it another go and see where I get to. And I'll keep you posted.
Wicked. Okay. Watch this space. Cool. I think one more. Let's just see. My favorite at the moment is who would be your two workout buddies to work out in your dream gym with? Could be anyone, could be a friend, could be a famous person, alive or dead. Which two people would you want to do a workout with?
I don't know what, two sides. I'll go with the first one. It might be a little bit controversial because you either love him or hate him. Would actually be Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
I actually just think what he does and how he just owns the space that he is in is fascinating. So where not only obviously is in incredible shape for what he does, but just his mindset and the way that he operates. So I think he would be a fascinating person to train with.
And take it all the way back to your football roots as well. So
yeah. Not that nice. I ever played football anywhere close to the level that he did, but that connection in, yeah, he's pretty fascinating. Yeah.
And then
second, I find that really, really tough. I think it'd probably just be with like a group of mates. When I've trained like duathlons, triathlons and stuff like that, I've always just got with my mates and we've just gone for a run like together. So just anyone who's training for that type of event, just you've got a similar sort of like common goal that you're working towards just to be able to bounce off of each other. So that could just be, any friend or family or anyone who's just that goal in mind.
Perfect. Yeah. So Ronaldo. And a mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. That's really cool. Listen, so Choose Happy is your dream gym. Yeah, an amazing club with all that variety. And I love that it starts outdoors, then goes indoors. Yeah, it's been great having you on. Thanks for your time. If people want to get in touch, what's the best way to reach out and contact you if people want to find out more or bring the investment?
Yes, I just LinkedIn, just Charlton Clark on LinkedIn, or just drop me an email, charlton.clark@lesmills. Always happy to connect and chat.
Amazing. Yeah, thanks again so much for your time. It's been a pleasure, genuine pleasure having you on. I look forward to catching up with you at the next event.
Yeah, thanks, Guy. Really appreciate it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Hi, it's Guy back with some thank yous, collective news and details of our next guest. As always, I want to start with a big thank you to you for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and got lots of ideas from Charlton. Thanks to him for his time and for all his ideas and thoughts, that the variety. I love the sports fields and golf course, the Olympic pool. What a great gym. Obviously, there's a big, impressive Group X angle to it. With him being from Les Mills, it's a no-brainer. It'd be fun to work out with Ronaldo and his mates. Thanks again to Les Mills for their support with this whole series of Your Dream Gym. It's been great having them supporting us, not just with the little ads, but also sharing the content and helping us to help the podcast to grow, because that's what it's all about. The collective is about helping the fitness industry to share, collaborate and grow. So please don't forget, you can help us as well by sharing the content or just commenting online. Every little helps. If you want to get involved in future series, we have got some great guests lined up already for series 9. But if you want to get involved either as a guest or as a supporter, please get in touch on the socials or email me guy@ggfit.com. Don't forget also to check out the other collective conversations, The Business of PT with Adam Daniel, Health Seeker Stories, and other podcasts that we do have in the pipeline. We'll be announcing those soon. Look out on social media for what's coming up. We don't have the next guest lined up because it will be Series 9. We're going to take a couple of weeks break and then we will come back with new supporters, amazing new guests. I'd just like to say that, I'm amazed that we've got to Series 8 and we are already planning Series 9. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support and for sharing the message out there. I look forward to seeing you very soon.